Hello, everybody. I am Laura Peterson, your host of Central Florida Real Estate Radio on News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm from Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, and to discuss the sale of your home, you can call or text 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So lots of great stuff to go over today, and as always, I start with the stats. And the price of single-family homes has increased again. It was about 4.25% last week, and this week it's up to $440,000. So that's an increase of 4.8%. So, you know, we're just looking at a week, but that's kind of what the deal is. There were 448 homes that sold this week. Last week it was 401. And the inventory increased by 96 and is now sitting at 57.13. Now, with that, what that means is overall there's 2.94 months of inventory. Of the 448, 36 of them that sold are under 250. 30 are between 250 and 300. 102 are between 300 and 400. 103 are between 400 and 500. 149 are between 500 and a million, and 28 over a million. So when you're looking at the months of inventory, everything's in those twos until you get to 500 to a million is at 3.35, and then over a million is at 5.33. When you're looking at the list to ask price, you're at 97.24 overall. Under 250, it's at 93.01, and over a million's at 96.16, which is actually high for over a million, because on the low end and the high end, there's usually a little bit of room. The low end needs a little bit of work usually, so there's room, and on the high end, they're basically, you know, there's more houses, you know, because we've got more inventory there. So there's a little bit more negotiating room. But when you're in that sweet spot between 300 and 500, you're over 98% of asking is what you're at there. So that's all good. The average days listing to contract is 60. Across the board is kind of what it is. It's up and down a little bit. And so that's interesting as well. When you're looking at the average square feet overall, it's 2179 for all the houses. But under 250, you're at 1159. Then 300 to 400, you're basically at 1543. Then you go to 2065, 400 to 500. And then you're at 2683, 500 to a million, and over a million are at 4387. So there's a little bit more room there and that kind of stuff too for people to spread out is basically what it is. When it comes to condos, townhomes, and villas, there were 125 last week versus 147 the week before. The value was 276 overall, so that went up as well, 4.9% from the week prior. I think it was about 250 the week before. And the inventory increased by 58 to 2830. So when you're looking at the condos, townhomes, and villas, obviously most of them are under 250. So of the 125, 52 of them were under 250, 24 between 250 and 300. 30 between 300 and 400, 9 between 400 and 500, 10 between 500 and a million, and none of them over a million. So the average months of inventory is quite a bit higher on the condos, townhomes, and villas. It's at 5.23 overall. And it's kind of that way across the board until you get to 400 to 500. It's 10 months. There are 20 properties over a million, but none of them sold, like we said. Basically, average days listing to contract is 60 there as well. And the final list to sale price is at 97.52. So pretty close to what it is for the single family homes. So, you know, you're kind of very similar there. So that's what kind of is going on with the stats today. And if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. If you'd like to reach us, you can call or text 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So some of the things that are going on right now is that the first-time buyers are optimistic about the housing market. So in my opinion, that's great. I think that you should be. And as I've talked many times, the sad news for me is that when someone looks at what's going on and then they think that they know what's going on, and so they don't go any further. They don't ask the questions of the people that they need to ask the questions of. And so when it comes down to it, you know, my thought process is always get in touch with the experts and find out, you know, what you can actually do. And if you can do that, then that's going to make your life a lot better. You're going to know exactly, you know, if you can afford something or what you might want to do in order to get ready to afford something and all of that kind of stuff. The economic conditions still pose concerns for buyers, but they remain positive when it comes to that. They have a hope for lower rates coming in mid-2024. 40% of the respondents agreed that right now is a good time to buy a home. And more than three quarters, 78% of first-time home buyers felt that their personal financial situations are in a stable condition for 2024. So basically, you know, when it comes down to it, as a buyer, there's more for you to learn. Despite 80% of the moderate income respondents expressing confidence or neutrality in the financial literacy regarding mortgages and home buying, 46% remain unaware of down payment assistance programs that require lower initial investments. So, I mean, that's one of my points. You need to talk to the professionals like ourselves to find out what you can do. You might be surprised at how low of money that you might need to put down. If you're a veteran, there are 0% down loans. If you're far enough out into the country, they've got zero loans there as well. 3.5% is an FHA loan, and there's conventional that you can go as low as 3%. So with all of those kinds of programs out there, there's lots of opportunities for buyers that you can actually purchase something that might be a win-win situation for you that you didn't even realize at that point in time that it was. So we want to make sure that that you're well knowledgeable out there and you know what's going on. Basically, forever homes are top of mind. But when you get into the real estate market, most people don't start with their forever home. You've got a stepping stone into it because your circumstances are going to change as life goes on. You know, you might be, you know, adding more members to your family and all of that kind of stuff. And then as you get to a certain point, then you're subtracting people from your family because they're moving out and getting their own places. But, you know, one of the things that it talks about here is it says that a consideration is people think that they're overpaying. In our market, you know, when you're really looking at it, the prices have stabilized for the past 2 to 3 years. And so, you know, they've gone up a little, like a very little, like 0.5% or something like that year over year. And so there is a little bit of increase there, but there are stabilizations. And I've got a couple of customers that are constantly telling me, hey, I think everything's going to be heading down and it's going down. And you know, I haven't experienced that. There's some people that I was talking to for over 2 years because they were building a house and they didn't want to sell their current house until they had completely moved out of their current house and moved into the new one. And then they had, you know, gone over the old house with a fine-tooth comb to make sure that their I's were dotted and their T's were crossed and that they felt good about selling it and moving it on to the next people. Well, you know, I told them that if the market changed, I was going to call them and tell them that now is the time to sell. And, you know, we put the house on the market this week. We actually got it sold this week, and they got just exactly what they expected. It's more than what I had talked to them about 2 years ago. And so they were completely thrilled with what was going on and what happened and all of that kind of stuff and what they're walking away with in their pocket. And that's basically the bottom line. You know, it's like you've got to look at all of those things. The buyer's getting a really good deal. The property is going to appraise, and it's a win-win situation. So in order to get in touch with us, you can call or text 407-566-2555. Find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com, and we'll see you after the break. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Laura Peterson, your host of Central Florida Real Estate Radio on News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm from Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, and to discuss the sale of your home, you can call or text 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So I was talking the last segment about first-time buyers and things for them still to learn and what they're kind of, you know, out there thinking about and all of that kind of good stuff. And one of the things that, you know, that they're looking at and that I wanted to just spend a little bit more time on is down payment assistance. So there's several things that are out there. There's programs out there. There's the Hometown Heroes program that's out there for Florida residents. And, you know, there's a lot of careers that actually qualify for Hometown Heroes. So that's one thing out there. But then there's seller paid closing costs as well that's available out there. And so, you know, there's a lot of sellers that are willing to give concessions to allow the buyers to be able to afford the house that they want to get or their house or whatever it might be. So they might give some money towards that. And so that's a great situation and everything for everybody to be in and what they want to do. So, you know, like I said, the most important thing that I think for people to think about, remember, and do out there is to make sure that you have the facts and that you know your situation and allow the lender to run your credit. And because when they do that, they're gonna be able to look at it in all the ways that you need them to. You know, I was talking to a first-time buyer earlier this week, and she's her husband's starting a new job. She's a nurse, and so, you know, she has a really good income and everything like that, and not really very much debt, but in order for them to buy a house, because in the last month is when he actually started his business. So in order for them to get a house, they're going to have to do it completely on her income, which she makes enough that she can do it. And they don't have a lot of car payments or a lot of other payments and that kind of thing to do it. But everybody's circumstances are different. She does have some student loan. And so that's something that you have to look at as well. They look at, you know, what your monthly payment is, and that's counted into your debt to income ratio and that kind of thing as well. But there's, you know, a lot of different options that can be looked at to figure out what's the best situation for you and your family. And, you know, maybe it's a rent to own situation. If you're in a situation where you can't particularly purchase right now because you're working on that credit score or something. And, you know, with that, if you're paying market rent and you can buy the house that you want to now, to me, it almost makes sense that you would want to do that as opposed to paying rent and then not having the house that you want and that kind of thing. So, you know, there's a lot of opportunities out there for first-time buyers, for everybody really. And I just want to make sure that everybody is well aware of that. And the best thing to do is to actually call us or call somebody to actually have them, you know, walk you through it. And you need to have somebody that is a full-time real estate professional, in my opinion, just because they deal with different situations every day. And things change every day. There's always something new to look at, something new to do. And so we want to make sure that you've got the best thing possible for you in this situation. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. If you'd like to reach us, you can call or text 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So on the other end of the spectrum, you know, it comes up that is selling and downsizing right for you. So we were talking about first-time buyers. Now we're talking about the people that might sell the house that you're in right now and look for something that might be a downsized house for you. You know, we find a lot of times that people with two-story homes or masters on the second floor, that they get to the point that that's really what they want to do. And with equity, most people have quite a bit of equity in their homes now, so they're considering selling and downsizing. But it might not be the right decision for everybody, so you have to look at all the pros and cons when it comes down to it. Number one, you've got to look at the market, and our market has been very stable for the last couple of years. So if you've owned your house more than probably 3 to 4 years, you probably have a large amount of equity in it. And I know a lot of people, they want to sell that house that they're in, and then they buy something else with the cash that they get out of the proceeds just by the appreciation that they got. And so that's obviously a beautiful thing. So that can be something that you want to look at. You need to look at the whole cost. I was talking to somebody earlier this week, and the thing that we were talking about is that, you know, one of the things when we're working with a seller, before we actually put the house on the market, we go through a net sheet, which means we tell you what you're going to end up with in your pocket. And we're usually within $100 or $2 of what's going on. Basically, you know, sometimes there's an additional estoppel that we weren't aware of, which if there's homeowners associations, you know, we can account for one of them, but in many places today, there's two or three estoppels that need to be offered. And so, you know, we might be a little bit light on a couple of those. But for the most part, you know, we're pretty good in regards to figuring out exactly what's going to end up in your pocket. And if there's some kind of a variance, then we know why and we can, you know, adjust for that. So you need to research the costs. I mean, with one of the sellers I was working with, and, you know, like I said, we give them a net sheet, and then somebody else, so they asked this other agent that it was between me and them, you know, to give them a net sheet, and they gave it to them three different times, three different ways, that none of them were accurate, and they knew it and they could see it. And so they were just concerned about it and didn't want to put their, you know, house in the hands of that particular person because they didn't feel comfortable, you know, with it. So, you know, one of my goals is obviously that all the sellers definitely feel comfortable with that. And we were able to, you know, like I said, market their house and get it sold in this week, all in 1 week. So it all worked out really good. But you want to make sure that you research the costs and that you know exactly, you know, what it is. You want to also research, if you're moving into a new place, to see what the costs and that kind of thing are going to be for that. So when we're working with sellers, a lot of times what they want to do is they want to know where they're going to go before they sell their current property. And so with that, you know, we can find at least an example. It might not be the house that you get because you might have to wait until you sell your house, but we actually do have cash offers that we can resolve that issue as well. But and we actually have a new investor that just came onto our platform that is giving 100% of asking price. And what the only thing that they're doing is they're holding back 11% of the proceeds before they, you know, on the first sale, before they sell it again, because they're actually going to resell it. But it's easier to sell a house like that when you're not in it. And so basically that's, you know, what they're doing and all of that kind of stuff. But I think it's a great program, great system. So if you're looking for something like that, we actually have that available as well. But researching the cost, because in a lot of homeowners associations today, they have what they call a capital contribution. And when you purchased where you live right now, you might not have that capital contribution, but in many communities, they have them now. And for example, there's one community that I'm aware of in Champions Gate that actually it's about $3,500 to $4,000 of a capital contribution. So that's something that you definitely want to be aware of before you actually go ahead and make that decision. So you want to research the costs on that. Also, when you're considering downsizing, you want to weigh the costs of price of upkeep you know, what's it going to cost to maybe have something new versus what you've got now? Do you have to maintain a big yard? You know, how about the roof? That's always something in Florida that we're constantly talking about. You want to think about your family. You want to look at the location to see if it matches for you. And the list goes on and on. And I'll actually continue on with a little of this in the next segment. But in order to get in touch with us, you can call or text 407-566-2555. You can find us online at CentralFloridaRealEstateRadio.com. And we'll see you after the break. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Laura Peterson, your host of Central Florida Real Estate Radio on News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm from Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, and to discuss the sale of your home, you can call or text 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So I was talking about downsizing, you know, in the last segment, and we were talking about researching the costs, look at the cost of upkeep and that kind of thing where you're at right now. Think about your family. Are you want to be closer to them? You know, we've got a lady right now that she's moving across the street from her daughter. She's moving about 20 minutes closer to her. And she's moving from a two-story to a one-story. She has her sister living with her who has some health challenges, and she used to go up the stairs, and now she's not able to. And she has a hard time going up the stairs too. And there's only one bedroom downstairs. So they're actually moving, you know, right across the street from her daughter. And it'll just make life easier for all of them. So you have to look at those kinds of things. And she's, you know, probably going to end up putting about $20,000 more into the new place that she's getting than the place that she's selling. But for her, she's going to solve a lot of problems. She's going to have her daughter right across the street. She's going to be a one-story home. There's plenty of room for everybody. And, you know, she's got everything ready to rock and roll. So it's a beautiful situation. And that's what we like to see, is what a win-win situation and that kind of thing is there when it comes to what you're trying to accomplish and all of that kind of good stuff. That you want to make sure that you've dotted your I's and crossed your T's and found what you want to. And that's why I say that for a lot of these sellers, what they want to do is they want to find the property or find a property like the property that they're going to purchase, so that they know that they can have the whole circle the way that they want to. And that's my favorite kind of people that I like working with, the ones that have something to sell and then they're going to buy something different, because it's the whole thing that we're creating that circle. You know, we're completing exactly what their needs are and paying attention to everything. And it just ends up being a beautiful thing for everybody to understand and get out of it exactly, you know, what you want to do when it comes down to it. And one of the things that I wanted to mention, you know, because it's been in the news a little bit, is that there have been some lawsuits in regards to commissions, basically between some sellers, some buyers, and some of the big companies in regards to the National Association of Realtors and stuff like that. And so when it comes on the news, you know, the way that it's being portrayed, it's not always 100% accurate in regards to what's going on. So first of all, when it comes down to it, there's still quite a few things that need to happen in regards to court approval and everything. So everything's still kind of up in the air for the most part in regards to what's happening on that. But the thing is the biggest thing is what had happened is that there were some sellers that were not happy that they were paying for the buyer's agent commission. And they didn't think that that was something that they should have to pay. And so with the way that some of the commissions that were for the buyers were being portrayed out there in the world, is that it was considered somewhat price fixing, that, you know, it's like you knew what it was or whatever, and that might entice somebody to come to one house over another. And for some people, I'm sure it did, that there are some people that looked for those houses that had a higher commission and that kind of thing on there. And because it was published to a lot of people, and they even went to the point where it was going to be published to the public, you know, what was being paid. And that was a new rule that was going into effect. And I'm not sure if it actually really did or not. I didn't pay enough attention to that. But basically what happened is that in these lawsuits that it came up that they decided that, you know, it shouldn't be fixed, and it never has been in the way that we've operated. You know, commissions are always negotiable to figure out, you know, what's the best way to go and what's the best thing to do and what's going to make the most sense. And, you know, when it comes down to our fees, there's a lot of things that we do. And if we're going to reduce our commission, then maybe there's some things that we might have to reduce in regards to what we're doing as well for it all to make sense, you know, obviously. But basically, you know, when it comes down to it, you know, in the history of real estate agents, the buyer's agreement, the buyer broker agreement, has not really been too much in place. We've used it for years, but there's a lot of buyers that a lot of agents that haven't. And so now they're suggesting that be a staple. And it only makes sense that when you sit down and you're working with a buyer, just like when you're working with a seller, that you would have a contract out there that you would be working with them. And we would go ahead and we would put that in writing so that all of the everything was up front. And so we would have our fee of what we were expecting to get out of the deal, you know, with working with a buyer, and what we were going to give them in exchange, you know, for that fee. And then how we negotiated that fee, that would come when we found the house and when we were able to make things happen and all that kind of good stuff, which is what we have always done. But now what we have always done is becoming something that will be different for a lot of the rest of the industry. But for us, it's kind of business as usual. So no big deal. But it is different, you know, for a lot of people. And so there's a lot of confusion and that kind of thing out there. And they're saying that the sellers are no longer going to have to be paying the buyer's agent's commission. And maybe they will and maybe they won't. But basically, the commissions come out of the proceeds of the sale. So really, the buyer's been paying it all along just as much as the seller. And so it's just making it clearer and more transparent. But if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, your home sold guaranteed realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. If you'd like to reach us, you can call or text 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So basically, the bottom line is on these lawsuits is that it's going to change the way some people do business. But for us, it doesn't really change anything because we've always been doing that all along. And so basically, it comes down to that, you know, we negotiate our fee with buyers and sellers, and then we go to work on that when we're putting together the deal to make sure that it works for everybody. And that's what we've done, you know, since 2005, since I got my license, that we've actually done that. And so it's just a win-win situation for everybody that you come in. I think it's more transparency, and it's easier for people to see what's going on. And, you know, as a seller, are you going to offer something to the buyer's agent? You know, maybe, maybe not, but in your budget, you might allow something in there for that and that kind of thing. And maybe you won't, and you just expect the buyer to do it. And I think that in certain price points, it's going to be done differently. You know, a first-time buyer who has more out-of-pocket expenses, you know, to come out of because they don't have very many assets and that kind of stuff many times, you know, it might be a tougher deal for them than it might be for somebody who's bought and sold multiple houses. So it's basically, I look at it as a great opportunity for all of us to just be clear in regards to what's going on and, you know, demand more excellence from everything that's going on out there. And I think that that's the beauty of, you know, the regulation and everything in regards to what's going on, and just make it a win-win situation for everybody. And that's basically the bottom line of how it works and what it's going to be. And so we're excited about it and excited about everybody being able to see what's going on. But really the sensationalism that's going on in the news is not anything to be concerned about in any way, shape, or form. So in order to get in touch with us, you can call or text 407-566-2555. You can find us online at CentralFloridaRealEstateRadio.com, and we will see you after the break. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Laura Peterson, your host of Central Florida Real Estate Radio on News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm from Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, and to discuss the sale of your home, you can call or text 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So I wanted to go over an article that I saw that was like, when is the best time to buy? The consumers are weighing your options between renting and buying, and you need to look at all the factors, including the costs and return. And one expert says, which I agree, there's no perfect time in real estate. If you think that you caught it at exactly the right moment, you're probably too late or too early or whatever. You know, I think that the thing that I've learned, that you just have to look at all of the numbers as they are today, and you have to say, will I be better off a year from now if I buy, or better off a year from now if I rent? And you know, I know that rental prices are supposedly going down a little bit, but the fact of the matter is that rental prices are up over 30% from before the pandemic. 30%. I mean, that's a lot. And so if you would have bought before then, obviously you would have been locked in and it would have been a much better deal. And hindsight's always 20/20. I get it. And maybe you're young and you weren't old enough to buy back then. I don't know. But basically, you know, when you're looking at it, well, there's all kinds of calculators, and we have several of them out there too, that do an analysis on rent versus buy. And so what you look at is you look at your overall costs, you look at the appreciation, you look at the pay down of the property that you're purchasing. You have to look at the maintenance, how it's going to affect your taxes. You know, all of those things are things that you need to consider when you're looking at whether you want to rent or whether you want to buy. And I know the one lady that I was talking to earlier this week that I had mentioned earlier in the show, you know, she is just tired of the HOA and the people that she's dealing with when she's renting, because it's a big corporation that she's renting from, and it's a single family home. But when they moved in, the front yard is pretty much all mud, as she calls it. And there's a lot of oak trees out there. And oak trees have something in the leaves that when they fall on the grass, they kind of kill it for the most part. And so, you know, people are constantly replacing the grass under oak trees. It's just part of what happens. You know, if you want it to look really good, especially if it's St. Augustine and all of that kind of stuff, basically you've got to do a lot to maintain that under the oak trees. So her complaint is that the landlord said the HOA was complaining, saying that they needed to resod. And she was like, hey, I'm a renter. I shouldn't have to resod. When I moved in, it was this way. And you guys are actually the owners of the property. And how do we want to handle this and that kind of stuff? So she did work through it with the landlord, and the landlord decided that, yes, it was something that they should take care of and not the tenant. But in many times, you know, it's really difficult to figure that out. And if the homeowners association is being strong and you don't own the property, there might be things that you don't think that you should do, and the owner doesn't think that they should do, and you become somewhat of adversarial or somewhat of an impasse, and so it can be not a fun thing to work through. But that I'm talking about with the big corporation. What I find with the individual owners, it's usually pretty easy and cut and dry, and we can work through it pretty quickly. But when it's a bigger corporation, that becomes more difficult, you know, in order to figure it out. But basically, you know, I think that going through these calculators, looking at it with your eyes wide open, looking at all of the expenses when it comes to renting, all of the expenses when it comes to selling, I mean, to purchasing, you know, what's going to be the best situation for you and your family? And that's what we do all the time as we go through these calculators. We look at it. You might have to run it by your accountant to make sure that, you know, we're not missing anything. If you've got something, you know, big and all that going on with your taxes, you're going to run it by them as well to see that it makes sense. And I was talking to another guy this week, and he was telling me that he bought a place in South Carolina. And has some business and that kind of thing there, that he's there about 100 nights a year. And so he said, he called his accountant one day and said, "Hey, how much am I spending in hotels at that place in South Carolina for those 100 nights a year?" And at that point, he said, "Okay, I'm done. I'm going to purchase a home." So obviously, you know, looking at the whole situation and how it's going to work and all of that kind of thing are things that all of us need to do and look at and all of that to make the best decision when it comes down to it. But like I said earlier in the show, just reach out to us and we'll be happy to help you in whatever way we can to make sure that you find that perfect place, time, all of that kind of stuff to have that place that you call home. But if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, your home sold guaranteed realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. And if you'd like to reach us at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, you can call or text 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So now we're to the point in the show where we're going to talk about our house of the week. And actually, the house of the week that I'm going to talk about is a place that you can buy as a rental property, or it's a place that you can buy as a first-time buyer, or, you know, whatever you'd like to do with it. But the place has absolutely been 100% gutted. So it's got brand new kitchen cabinets. It's been, you know, taken down to the drywall, basically. And it's got dark cabinets with the soft closers. It's got stainless steel handles and everything on all of the doors and cabinets. It's got stainless steel appliances. Everything is 100% brand new. They completely gutted both of the bathrooms, both the master bath and the guest bath. And so they're 100% redone as well. Then you've got three bedrooms in that property. It's actually a townhouse community. The townhouse fee is pretty minimal. It's under a couple hundred dollars a month. This property also has a brand new roof, so it's kind of ready to go. I mean, everything is ready to go. It's got new flooring, been repainted. They actually took down the popcorn ceiling, so the place is beautiful. It has some skylights, you know, all of that kind of stuff. So it's basically ready to go, like I said. Now, the price on this thing is $229,000. So what a deal for a three-bedroom, two-bath property. And the rents that you would get from that are somewhere around $1,900. Let's say $1,900, but probably $1,800 to $2,000. So at $1,900, you are well over 10% return on investment on this property. So it's really a great deal. It's actually in Holly Hill. So over there in that Daytona area, and it's only 10 minutes from the beach. So it's actually, you know, on the other side of the Halifax River, the side of the mainland, and all of that. So you don't have to be concerned about that. And then, but 10 minutes to the beach. 10 minutes to the beach, like I said, it's right off of LPGA Boulevard. And so I was just there the other day, and I said, well, I know it says it's only 10 minutes to the beach, but I'm actually going to check it out and see. And so I did. And I went over to the beach side, and basically it was only 10 minutes. So it was great. It's in a great location that's on the mainland. And like I said, rents for probably between $1,800 and $2,000. So just averaging it at about $1,900 there, everything is ready to go. It's a great property. And I think that it's something that if you're looking for an investment, it's not a huge amount, like the condos here, like we talked about, are at $275 on average. This is a 3-2 for $229. So it's a great deal, completely remodeled, just ready for that new home if it's someplace that you want to move in or if it's something that you want to be an investor and invest. It's a great place to start. So in order to get in touch with us, you can call or text 407-566-2555. You can find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com, and we'll see you next week. Have a great one, everybody. Bye-bye.